Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
In the traffic accident, R21 northbound heading from the airport interchange towards Pomona. At the moment, Midrand looking pretty good in the capital city. Transito in WF and Komo is nog steeds baie besig op hierdie oomblik. And there's queuing traffic up the N1 into the Pumlani Toll Plaza.
Victims of the Midrand residential building fire say they have not been given alternative accommodation by the landlord. The blaze, which broke out on Tuesday night, killed one woman and left several people injured. Hear from Dominic, a tenant.
And since incident happened, to be honest, we have not received any support from the landlord. People from outside are supporting us with food. Because now for us to even get money to buy food, we don't have anything. And even for us, today, I don't even know where are we going to sleep.
And as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the United Nations General Assembly, the country's military announced that it was carrying out new strikes against Hezbollah targets in Lebanon. It told the UN that it would continue to fight Hezbollah in Lebanon to defend their territory.
Time now for the Business Minute, and it's brought to you by Standard Bank. Unlock financial growth with a Money Market Select investment account offering up to 5.25% interest and guaranteed capital.
When you're growing your money, you need to make the right choices. That's why at Standard Bank Private, we offer the best of everything. Our offshore investments are award-winning. We'll give you the best Forex rates around. As SA's biggest home loan provider, we offer unmatched expertise, and you'll have access to the best financial planners and bankers. So why not visit standardbank.co.za to join Africa's best private bank today? Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
For today's Business Minute, we hear from Aubrey Krobler from PSG Financial.
Markets in Europe ended the week in green territory, with the German DAX closing 1.3% higher and the French CAC ending the day 0.7% stronger. Moving on to the US, the Fed's preferred inflation gauge, the core PCE index, was released today and showed a 0.1% increase for the month of August. This was lower than market expectations of 0.2%. The slowdown validates the Fed's 50 basis point interest rate cut, which we saw last week. The market reacted positively to the reading, with the S&P opening 0.2% higher.
Then we look at some company news announced today.
BlackBerry's share price is currently trading 7.6% lower after the company announced disappointing quarterly results yesterday night after the market closed. Looking in terms of the heavyweights, Alphabet is trading 1.2% higher, and Walt Disney is also having a good day thus far, trading 1.4% higher.
A dollar is trading at R17.10, a euro R19.08, a pound R22.90. Gold is trading at $2,647.72 per fine ounce, and oil is trading at $71.22 per barrel. I'm Emil Pinar, more news at 7.
Rugby news up first. Stormers director of rugby John Dobson offered an even grimmer prognosis of Sasha Feinberg Ngomezulu's knee injury and ruled him out of the remainder of the rugby championship. Feinberg Ngomezulu was understandably not named in the Stormers matchday 23 clash against the Ospreys, with Dobson saying the 22-year-old's injury has potential to have long-term effects. Dobson said Feinberg Ngomezulu is going to be out for at least 8 to 12 weeks, putting him in serious doubt for the November year-end tour. Siya Kolisi says that the Springboks want to cap off Evan Etzebeth's 128th test for South Africa on Saturday with a rugby championship victory in Nelspruit. Etzebeth is set to become the most capped Springbok of all time when the world champions line up against Argentina at the Mbombela Stadium tomorrow. A win for Rassie Erasmus's Chargers will see Kolisi lifting the rugby championship trophy for the first time since 2019. In terms of live cricket action on the go at the moment, South Africa won the toss and chose to field first against Ireland in the first T20 international. 108 for 3 after 12 overs is how we're going along so far. England up against Australia.